Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Health Beat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at the WHO and their recent statement on processed meats, and finally a study of a survey in Finland related to spinal surgery. For Health Beat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to Health Beat Podcast number 527, recorded October 30th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A research division of the World Health Organization announced recently that bacon, sausage, and other processed meats cause cancer, and that red meat probably does also. The report by the influential group stakes out one of the most aggressive stances against meat yet taken by a major health organization and is expected to face stiff criticism in the United States. The World Health Organization, the WHO, findings were drafted by a panel of 22 international experts who reviewed decades of research on the link between red meat, processed meats, and cancer. The panel reviewed animal experiments, studies of human diet and health, and cell mechanisms that could lead from red meat to cancer. In reaching its conclusion on red meat, the panel, quote, took into consideration all the relevant data, including the substantial epidemiological data showing a positive association between consumption of red meat and colorectal cancer, and the strong mechanistic evidence, end quote, according to a statement posted by the group on the website of the Lancet Journal. The panel's decision was not unanimous, and by raising lethal concerns about a food that anchors countless American meals, it will be controversial. Remember to always discuss all nutritional recommendations with your qualified healthcare provider. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com. Find the advertiser's link to see current deals at Booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertiser's link, and click into the Booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. The Scandinavian Journal of Pain published a study recently related to a postal survey of spinal surgery. The authors studied the results of lumbar spine surgery in northern Finland. No studies have been published regarding the results of lumbar spine surgery in a population-based setting in Finland. The authors' objective was to investigate functional capacity and quality of life after lumbar spine surgery in a population-based cohort in northern Finland, focusing on working-age patients. This was a cross-sectional postal survey. Three questionnaires, a self-made questionnaire, the Oswestry Low Back Disability Questionnaire, and the SF-36 questionnaire, were sent to the patients aged 18 through 65 years who had undergone lumbar spine surgery due to disc herniation, instability, or in spinal stenosis in the OULU, that's OULU University Hospital, between June 2005 and May 2008. The study concluded that the outcome was good after lumbar disc operations, but less favorable after stabilizing surgery and decompression regarding pain, functional capacity, and quality of life. This study offers important information about outcome after lumbar spine surgery in the Oulu University Hospital. It also brings out that in Finland, there is a need for a systematic national spine register with accurate pre- and post-operative data. As always, discuss all spinal-related issues with your quality healthcare provider, such as your doctor of chiropractic. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support such as yours via our PayPal link does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Confucius. It does not matter how slowly you go, so long as you do not stop. For Chiropractic Online, today's HealthBeat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.